When Solomon's kingdom was divided, the scriptures drew a line. The house of Israel in the north, the house of Judah in its time. Samaria held the northern tribes, Jerusalem the Davidic throne. Two houses in the sacred record, though both from Jacob's seed had grown. The prophets spoke of Israel, the prophets spoke of Judah too. The writers made distinctions and expected readers too. A kingdom is not a province. A province is not a land. A land is not a people unless the context gives command. Who is the writer speaking of? That's the question to ask. A tribe, a land, a people, a kingdom. Context does the task. The Hebrews wrote Yehudi. The Greeks wrote Iudaeos. The Romans wrote Iudaeus as centuries came and went. The writers used distinctions and left them on the page. The words belong to history and every word its age. A Judahite was of the kingdom, the house of Judah by descent. The sons of David ruled in Zion, where Judah's generations went. But Babylon brought desolation, Jerusalem was overthrown. The kingdom fell beneath the empire, yet Judah's memory carried on. The Persians called the province Yehud, a smaller land around the throne. The name had changed through administration, yet Judah's roots remained its own. Who is the writer speaking of? That's the question to ask. A tribe, a land, a people, a kingdom. Context does the task. The Hebrews wrote Yehudi. The Greeks wrote Iudaeos. The Romans wrote Iudaeus as centuries came and went. The writers used distinctions and left them on the page. The words belong to history and every word its age. Then Alexander's heirs brought Greek rule, and Yehud became Judea. The language changed, the maps were altered, but history remained familiar. The Greeks would write Iudaeos, a word with more than one layer shown. A people and a land still connected, a nation and ancestral home. Before expansion changed the picture, before new lines were brought within, the ancient record spoke more plainly of Judah and her kith and kin. A language is not a nation. A nation is not a tribe. A tribe is not a province, though all may meet upon a line. South of Judah stood Idumea, the land once linked to Mount Seir, the house of Esau's generations, whose history remained clear. For centuries they stood distinguished, Judah here and Edom there. Different fathers, different nations, different stories they would bear. Then Hasmonean power expanded as Hyrcanus enlarged his reign, and Idumea was incorporated into Judea's growing frame. Who is the writer speaking of? That's the question to ask. A tribe, a land, a people, a kingdom. Context does the task. The Hebrews wrote Yehudi. The Greeks wrote Iudaeos. The Romans wrote Iudaeus as centuries came and went. The writers used distinctions and left them on the page. The words belong to history and every word its age. So when we read the ancient record, we should not assume what's been repeatedly said, nor force a later understanding upon the words we've always read. Abraham was called a Hebrew, Israel came from Jacob's name, Judah came from Judah's kingdom, each does not mean Jew in any way. The scriptures speak with precision, the writers were not being vague. The names were given for a reason and still remain upon the page. The Hebrews wrote Yehudi, the Greeks wrote Iudaeos, the Romans wrote Iudaeus as centuries came and went. Then English wrote one simple word where older tongues held more, and men of the ancient lines grew blurred from who they once were for. Kingdoms changed, languages changed, borders changed with time. But careful readers still must ask, is this Jacob or Esau's line? Who is the writer speaking of? That's the question to ask. A tribe, a land, a people, a kingdom. Context does the task. The Hebrews wrote Yehudi. The Greeks wrote Iudaeos. The Romans wrote Iudaeus. As centuries came and went, ancient writers used distinctions and left them on the page. Read the words as they were written and hear them in their age. Read the words as they were written, and you will not be betrayed.